Thanks, Mary. And we've got another set of reminiscences now to offer you from Randy Helmers, a longtime friend of the family, and someone who ended up playing a really large role in Menya's care through the last few months. At a point when Menya was still very weak and recovering from her last round of surgery, it became clear that more help was needed, and just through fortuitous timing, Randy was available, and she came into the picture and became involved in being there every day in the summertime. So I'm looking around now for Randy and wondering where she might be.
Iceland have read Njal Saga. However, I do not come from Iceland. I come from Norway. Anyway, Randi was so sorry that she was abducted by trolls. And she couldn't be here, but I found her purse, as I said. And I found this little notebook here. And I think maybe I can help you. You may be wondering why I'm here. I come to be? How am I stupid? What you're thinking? What is this? It's a memorial service. It's serious. You don't make stupid. I'm not stupid. But I want to tell you that I came to be one day. Yes, one day back in October. I think it was a Friday. Randy was taking some notes for Menya. She wanted her to go and buy some things for her, you know, some wet ones and some strawberries and some blackberries, whatever she likes, you know. And in the middle of the list making, she said, "Oh, and Randy, when you come on Monday, could you come as a clown?" Randy, who likes to rise to the challenge, said, "Yeah, okay." So that was fine. And so, on Monday, Randy didn't come. Njalla came! I am Njalla! Njalla! Yeah, so let me see if I can read this here. I think this is just a random note that Randy made. She was going to give you some stories about her time with Menya. And let's see, what is this first one here? So, "You tried to kill me." Oh, yes, yes, yes. That was the first week that Randy came to help Menya. She was trying to be very helpful, but she did not know about Menya's foot, her right foot. It had this funny thing it used to curl under without any warning, right? So, Menya and Randy were going to go out for a little coffee down the street at the Yoyevyava. And so, Randy was getting the wheelchair from Menya to go and sit in it. And Menya's down at the bottom of the stairs at the front of the house. And Randy's saying, "Okay, come over here, Menya." But Menya goes that way. Oopla! She fell down. Oh, it was terrible. She fell down and hit her head on the concrete. Randy feels so terrible. Yeah. And so, but they sit there for a while. They finally get up. They go have a coffee. And they meet up with the Pete, cute Pete. And we were laughing. I wasn't there. But they were laughing, and then Mandy said, "You tried to kill me." She said that to Randy. And then Randy said, "Yeah, well, that is my peculiar kind of palliative care." Okay. I've seen you more cheerful. Oh, yeah! For those who have read Njal's saga, that is a quote from Mord Fiddle to his daughter Un, when she is very unhappy. Oh, yes, it was when Faye came in one day. Faye over there, she was taking care of Menya. And Menya was very unhappy that day. She was in the bath, but which made her very happy, but she was crying, I think. Faye came in and said, "How are you today, Menya?" And Randy says, "Well, I've seen you more tearful." Yes, Menya liked that very much because Menya had read Njal's saga, of course, because she's very smart. Yeah, so what's serious? Am I just being negative or does this suck? Oh, yes, that's what Menya said, yes. That was one day she was not feeling so good, you know. It's lousy, you're sick, you lose your breast. Although in the breast, just want to let you know that the women in Scandinavia, in the old times, you know, Leif Erikson's sister, I just heard this from some intelligent person over there. The women, they don't have the left breast or the right breast, whatever. So she was in good company. So now let it here. Oh, I'm sorry, I don't have my glasses. I hate to bring this up, but... Oh, yeah, that's when she wasn't feeling so good. I don't, you remember that, Pete. And so the running joke was, because she was, you know, but, so you say, I hate to bring this up, but, many questions. Oh, yes, there was a game that Pete and Manny used to play. You've heard the 20 questions. They play many questions. You ask questions and questions and questions, and you have to ask many questions because with Menya, you can never figure out what the answer is. And one day, it was the anniversary, I remember, and they were having a nice lunch of a gourmet pasta, and they were playing many questions, and it was on and on and on and on. And what was the answer? Jean Chrétien's knee! Jean Chrétien's knee. Who's going to guess that, huh? That's like the other time she's playing the game and it was Henry VIII's sex drive. I don't understand. That's Menya's idea, you know. Yes, so. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, kazoo. Oh, kazoo. Kazoo. Yes, kazoo in the bathtub because the bath is very fun, right? Menya liked the bath very much. And Menya had a very nice seat. I tried it a few times. You get on the seat and you press a button and it goes down into the water. It's very nice. And she liked to sing in the bathtub. I know I sound Italian, but I'm using my Icelandic accent. Don't worry about it. And, hi, I know you. I've seen you in Iceland. And this is one of the favorite songs she sings in the bathtub. It's very moving, isn't it? Dr. B. Dr. B. Oh, Dr. Blondel. You'll meet him at my funeral, okay? That's it, because I think that Randy was talking to the doctor on the phone, and she says, "Well, he has a nice voice. When am I going to meet him?" And she says, "You'll meet him at my funeral, okay?" She was a jealous woman, that man, yeah? Put feeding... Oh, yes. Well, Randy was very nice. She tried to be very good, but sometimes she's a little clumsy. And she was having to feed Menya with the food, with a spoon, right? Or the fork, or whatever, you eat a bit. And it was not going in her mouth. Menya was quiet about it, but a little later she said, "If you are going to apply for another job, Randy, don't put feeding on your resume. Into the bath again. Yes, yes. Into the, she going down on that blue chair, the hydraulic lift, and the bubbles there, and she goes, no, no, no. She's very dramatic. It was fun. We have a lot of fun. She thinks I'm putting her down into a vat of hot boiling water. I mean, oil. Now, oh, there's so many stories I can go on and on and on. They make you sick. Okay, I'll be a dandy. Oh, ah. I think I will close my little storytelling session with a song, okay? Is that all right with you, boy?
Good idea.
Yes, it is. Good idea. Oh, I forgot. I was supposed to give you... When I came, we had a VON. Her name was Claudette. We had a number of VONs. But Claudette was there the day that I came. But I came and introduced myself as a VON as well. Or a VON. And what that stands for is a very odd nurse. And at that time, Nenya, unfortunately, was losing her eyesight. She could still see me. That was very good for her. But I brought her an eyeball. Yes, this is an eyeball. You may want to take it later. If you lose it, it glows in the dark. Also, if you lose your temper, which you do sometimes, Menya, because you're very strong-willed, you are of the Scandinavian race, and of course, you know, Menya is that where she is right now. She's playing her harp up there in the big hall, you know? She's having a good time. I assure you of that. Anyway, if she loses her temper, she can just throw it at me like this. Ah! And I meant to give that to you in order to stop me if I go on too long. Okay. Now, okay. Yes, I'm going to sing a song. I'm going to try to sing it in the voice of Randy because this was a song that Menya and Randy used to sing spontaneously. They would just start singing this song whenever things were getting really shitty. Or if they were really nice too, you know? Way back when she was in the hospital, her sweet husband, Pete, who has a very nice collection of boxer shorts, I just want to let you know. he would wheel her down the halls of the hospital, and Randy and many would sing songs to all the people in the rooms. And to make them feel really good, we hope. And then this is this one song that you used to sing all the time. And if you would like to join in, I think you might know this song. You can join in with me. Okay? I usually have the Icelandic Philharmonic to accompany. Is there any mead in this room? Do I have a little drink there for me? Oh, well. Okay. So... I think this song is a very good song for Menya because she likes to live in the moment and she likes strawberries. Today, while the blossom still clings to the vine, I'll taste your strawberries, I'll drink your sweet wine. A million tomorrows may all pass away ere I forget all the joy that is mine today. Oh, I'll be a dandy and I'll be a rover. You'll know who I am by the songs that I sing. I'll feast at your table, I'll sleep in your clover. Who cares what the morrow may bring? Today, while the blossom still clings to the vine, I'll taste your strawberries, I'll drink your sweet wine. A million tomorrows may all pass away, oh, ere I forget all the joy that is mine today.
I can't be contented with yesterday's glories. I can't live on promises autumn to spring. Today is my moment, and now is my story. I'll laugh, and I'll cry, and I'll sing. Today, while the blossom still clings to the vine, I'll taste your strawberries, I'll drink your sweet wine. A million tomorrows may all pass away, ere I forget all the joy that is mine today.
Thank you. Thank you, Menya. I will go and return this purse to Randy. Thank you very much.
It's all fun and games until someone loses an eye.